You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hey, what up, everyone? Welcome to your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. And I know out here at school, at least here at UBC, it's crunch time for a lot of us here. So, you know, I hope you're all making it through this all right. Don't worry, it will get better. It'll be over soon. But for now, let me just take an hour of your day and just soothe your soul and just ease some of the stress that you may be having. And with a little bit of Asian music and some news that will maybe make you laugh, maybe make you cry, maybe a little combination of both. So let's get right into it. The first song I have for you today is from Korea's Beyoncé. Ailee recently made a comeback with a brand new EP and a brand new lead single as well. The song is called Sondejima, also called Don't Touch Me. And this is her message to an unfaithful man. Basically, she's all like, oh, why are you acting that way? Why are you lying? Why are you checking out other girls? And whenever he's caught, he tries to make amends, reaching out, trying to fix it. And Ailee just says, hands off, don't touch me, get out of my face. You know, this song has some interesting production. It really highlights Ailee's vocals, though at times it feels that her vocals are really overwhelm the instrumental, as if the producer was a little bit too afraid to that the two would clash and Ailee would be covered up by the instrumental, which I will say this now, it is not very possible when you have a powerful vocal tone like hers. But she's still sounding great. I saw the music video and she's looking just as good. This is coming in as a request from a listener who wanted some more Ailee on the show. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Get out, let me go.
All right, that was Ae-le, the future diva of South Korean music, proving that she does live up to her title of Korea's Beyonce. Not her strongest release, I will say that, but it's still worth a listen. Ae-le truly does have the potential to be an absolute superstar. She just needs to be managed and promoted a little better. Also, if you are curious, you can find lots of her old covers on YouTube, her pre-K-pop star days, demonstrating the same amount of confidence and power that she has now. She's definitely someone you want to check out. Sometimes, like I said, this release wasn't exactly the strongest one, so it really, and if you hear the album that this was on, you know that this one was not actually the strongest song, but it's still worth a listen, so go and check it out. All right, so next up, we're gonna switch this up a little bit. We're gonna toss this over to Mandopop with Chinese Korean boy band Times. Now, the song from them is from their debut EP, Hooray for Idols. The song is called 摘下一万颗星星, which translates roughly to pluck or pick 10,000 stars, as in, think of it as in you're plucking fruit off a tree or picking fruit off a tree. It's a very simple song, very pleasant melody, and some pretty nice, meaningful lyrics. It's effective in its simplicity. It really shows their vocals a little more, as opposed to an instrumental just overwhelming them. I have to say, I am very impressed with their vocals, especially with member Guan Xi, who sings the chorus for the first time. They really do have some good vocal power on this one. And they for this song, though, they sing to a significant other about how, let's not let this moment end. Let me take your hand and lead you on a journey to the ends of this galaxy to make these moments last for eternity. So long as we have each other, I'll pluck 10,000 stars to create our own galaxy if need be. So a little ballad for all damn lovely couples out there. You know, something that you could listen to on a cold winter's night. Winter is coming since daylight savings has just passed. You know, it's a song that you can listen to while snuggling up by the fireplace, enjoying some precious moments together, indulging in your love for each other, of course. So before I make it any more cheesy, let's check it out. Times pick 10,000 stars. That's coming up for you right now.
星星，做我们的宇宙，来你的。 界停留，就让今晚没有
摘下一万个星星做我们的宇宙，
拉你的手在一步一步走到银河的尽头，轻轻吻你的脸颊，让世界停留。
This is for you.
就让我们的爱没有尽头。
That was Times with a lovely, lovely ballad to get you ready for the winter, especially those that are currently in a relationship. You can just put this song on, sit and chill next to the fireplace, sipping your favorite drink for snug, cuddling type interactions. You know, Times is not the first boy band to have mixed membership and jointly managed by two companies. A new group called Unique debuted not too long ago. You can check them out as well. And this song, truly, I want to dedicate this to all the beautiful couples out there who feel like plucking 10,000 stars straight out of the sky to create their own little space in the universe to have eternity with each other. You know, all of you that listen right now that are in a relationship, stay in love, okay? Moving on, I have another ballad to soothe your soul just a little bit, relieve some of the stress of the day, the identical twins singer, Bai Tu. The next song is called 看不见, which just means can't see or unseen in Mandarin, and it was released in 2011. It's one of the singles from their album 90 Now. It's an R&B style song, simple beat, some string and orchestral sound accompaniment. The song is just them singing about a past love. It's not about wanting a love back. It's like everything has disappeared, like it never really existed in the first place. Everything between them, it's gone. They're like strangers, and neither of them seem to remember what they had, and neither realize they lost so much more than just a partner, wishing it could be reversed. And I say this a lot, but I'll say it again anyway. Mandopop really, really shines with its ballads, and here is another one for your listening pleasure. Bai Tu, Unseen, coming up next.
初恋失恋。 gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Starting this weekend, UBC basketball is back on CITR. On Friday, November 7th, the men's and women's teams kick off their regular season against a longtime rival. At 6 p.m., the number 2 ranked women's team is in action against the Victoria Vikes in the first of a 2-game series. The men's team tips off at 8, and both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. On Saturday, the men's hockey team is back home to take on the Calgary Dinos. Currently in fourth place in the conference, the T-Birds will look to gain some ground on the second place Dinos. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. on CITR.ca. You just gotta love sports.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
We are back, and right before the break was By Two Unseen. The song was released around the time of their all-grown-up phase, where they were trying to present themselves with a more matured image. And if I remember correctly, they did a pictorial for their promotions around this time. And for one of the photo shoots, the pictorials, they got a little sexy, which they had never done before. And there was a rumor that a fanboy somewhere in China had purchased 2,000 copies of the pictorial. So that's dedication, yo. And also really, really on the creepy side. But still, they sing well, they perform well, and release good songs. So check them out, sexy or otherwise. Next up, I have a legendary Korean singer with his latest release. Seo Taeji, one of Korea's most iconic musicians of all time, has made a long-awaited comeback. He is referred to as Korea's president of culture and is responsible for pioneering modern Korean pop. He started in a metal band called, forgive me if I pronounce this wrong, it's called Shinaui. Until they disbanded in 1991, and they came back together in 1996 with new members. And that's when he started experimenting with music. He incorporated several aspects of popular music from the United States and created this template for K-pop songs after the 90s. This is shown in his iconic song, his very famous song, Nan Arayo, which means I Know, which he did as part of Seo Taeji and Boys, the group that was essentially... let me put it this way. If you can imagine Michael Jackson's fame in the mid to late 80s in the United States, that's how famous Seo Taeji and the Boys were in the early 90s in South Korea. And this group actually was just three people. It was Seo Taeji, a dancer named Lee Juno, and Yang Hyun-suk, who many people know as the founder and CEO of YG Entertainment, home to Big Bang and 21. So it used the song Nan Arayo, it used New Jack Swing beats. It had some rather fast-paced rap lyrics and a really catchy hook, which was unheard of at the time. It became a huge hit, and it took Korea by complete storm. Seo Taeji and Boys ended their run as a group in 1996 when Seo Taeji announced that he was retiring from music. But channeling his inner Jay-Z, he returned to the music industry in 1998, and he went back to his roots as a heavy metal artist. The song from him today is his newest work. It's called Sogyeokdong, which is another shift in sound from more rock sounds of the past into a more synth-poppy sound. And it's got lighter vocals and softer instrumentals. And a bit of background, Sogyeokdong refers to a neighborhood in central Seoul with a bit of a history, and that's where he grew up as a child. And singer IU, also has a version of this song, but this was written by Seo Taeji, and we'll hear IU's version in the future. But for now, I have the song by the legend himself, Sogyeokdong by Korea's president of culture, and afterwards we'll have Bestie with their breakthrough song. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, 좁은 골목 계단을 홀로 걸어요. 옛날에 짙은 향기가 내 옆을 스치죠.
All right, that was Seotaeji and Bestie with Bestie's song called Yeonhae Jeogeum, which is also called Love Options in English. And this was the song that really propelled them into fame. This was released originally in 2013 and was re-released as part of their first EP. Their songs are really catchy. They're just so easy to get into. You don't need to get all of the nuances of the song in order to enjoy it. So hopefully we'll be hearing more from them in the future. And now is that time of the week where we go and catch up on some of the latest news coming from the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. Come on, let's take a look at what's been making headlines for the past 7 days. Now, first off, the first thing I want to tell you about is something that happened a little while ago. From Taiwan, Wilbur Pan had a bit of an accident when he was doing rehearsals for his concert. So about Friday, 2 weeks ago, Wilbur Pan had suffered a severe head injury while rehearsing for his concert, and he fell, hit his head, and got a 17-centimeter cut on his head, and he had to undergo 2 stitching procedures to control the bleeding. He's currently recovering in the hospital and apologizes to his fans for canceling the concert. He wrote on his microblog, "The doctor said that I was lucky, strong-willed, and in good physical condition, so my recovery is going smoothly. I am happy to be able to share my thoughts." Recalling his rehearsal mishap, Wilbur said, "At that moment, my mind was spinning. I told myself I had to open my eyes. If not, I would not be able to wake up again. When I opened my eyes, my head was crazily in pain." During his stay in the hospital, Wilbur also dared not fall asleep as he was scared that he would not be able to see his parents again if he failed to wake up. So they're currently checking for signs of a concussion, and he's currently recuperating fairly well, and he has gained his fighting spirit again. He wrote, "Also, I am injured, but if you ask me if I would regret knowing that I would get hurt, I said no. I love this stage, so do not worry for me. I will be back soon. I'm a warrior and a man that just returned from hell. I will be back at the Taipei Arena again. Wait for me." So definitely, I got to applaud his dedication to his concert. He went through with, he's in hospital, and he's still thinking about that when he should be resting up. But hopefully, you know, Wilbur, if you hear this, do get better soon. I'm hoping that your fans will not be too disappointed that they were unable to see you. But from all of us here and all your fans as well, we're wishing you a speedy recovery and for some more good music in the future. So next up, this is something a little interesting. Gao Yuanyuan helps to mend friendship of Vic Chow and Mark Chow. So back in 2009, Vic Chow was said to be unhappy with Mark Chow after he lost the Golden Bell's Best Leading Actor Award to him. The duo reportedly had mended their friendship, all thanks to Mark's wife, Gao Yuanyuan. So Vic admitted that Yuanyuan had helped to break the tension between him and Mark when he and Yuanyuan were filming Johnny To's Don't Go Breaking My Heart 2. And Vic said, after the movie publicity, the crew would gather for a meal. He refers to Mark here, often joined in. If he didn't, we would not have seen each other for a long time. Vic clarified that he and Mark had a misunderstanding back then due to a media report, and Yuanyuan played the role of a middleman to mend their relationship. So Mark has extended an invitation, or at least had extended an invitation to Vic to attend his wedding and asked if he would be there. Vic replied to Mark that this is not a small gathering. You know that I don't feel comfortable in a crowded place. I will not attend, but I will prepare a gift for you. I will attend if it's just a private and less crowded gathering. Mark then said to Vic, "Don't be like that. I'll send you an invitation anyway." And although Vic and his girlfriend Rin Yu are in a stable relationship, he does not have plans to settle down yet. If he gets married one day, he will just hold a simple wedding, and he says, "That's because I don't have very many friends." Now, this story really made me smile because it just shows you that Gao Yuanyuan does seem to have, you know, the interests of her family in mind. She's renowned in China for being one of the greatest beauties, but it seems that she has a great heart as well. And I can honestly say that after this one, you can safely say that she is an absolute keeper because, you know, she's not only cool with you and your family, but she's cool with the homies as well. So, you know, props to her, and hopefully everything goes swimmingly for Vic and Mark now. So we're going to move this over to Korea. And here's something interesting. Han Ye-seul, the actress, is making her return to acting. So after a scandalous exit from the local entertainment industry, actress Han Ye-seul, 33, will make a comeback in the upcoming SBS weekend drama Birth of a Beauty. She took a break from acting after landing a lead role in the KBS drama Spy Myung-woo in 2011, after a lot of fuss was aroused when she did not appear on set and fled to her parents' house in Los Angeles while the drama was airing. Now, due to her absence, the program was canceled and she was criticized for irresponsible behavior, quote unquote. Although she said she had problems with the staff and had suffered under the hectic schedule, her image was tarnished and her departure from the series just completely ruined everything for her for a little while. She said that it was not easy to come back after 3 years at a press conference for the drama. I'm not that old, but everyone undergoes ordeals throughout life. It was neither avoidable nor was it my decision. I think the part is not important. I hope the public will focus on... I hope the public will focus on my future instead of the past. In the series, Han's character has a head-to-toe makeover, including plastic surgery and weight loss after her husband cheats on her. And according to the actress, she chose this role as her comeback because she liked it. The character does not represent a desire to be beautiful, but instead shows how she overcomes her husband's infidelity by achieving beauty. And her co-stars for this drama are supposedly Ju Sang-wook, Chung Kyo-un, among others, and which this drama will start airing very, very soon. Now, this one is very interesting to me as well, because there are a lot of articles, a lot of different stories going around about how the conditions in South Korea for filming are really quite bad. And the fact that somebody of her fame, her level of fame, her degree, her caliber, just left so easily, it really was a bit of a scandal. And I don't quite know exactly what it is, but a lot of people don't seem to want to admit that the schedules, the working conditions are actually that bad. And they're criticizing her for making what's actually quite a sensible decision, because, you know, she's got to think about herself first. And, you know, if her health is suffering, then she really shouldn't go through with it. And she really can't be blamed for something like that. But hopefully things will start looking up for her and we'll be able to see her in more dramas as well. So for this last piece of news, it's also from Korea. Lee Jun, member of MBLAQ, has opened up on whether or not he is leaving the group. On November 3rd, MBLAQ's Lee Jun attended the press conference for NBC's upcoming drama, Mr. Back, in the NBC building in Sangam. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Lee Jun said, "Nothing has been confirmed yet, actually. It's true that the contract is getting closer to the termination date, but I'm still in discussion. I would like to let you know once things are confirmed, but since I don't use SNS, I think it will be announced through the agency or another media outlet, but nothing has been confirmed yet." Lee Jun was previously involved in rumors stating that he will be leaving MBLAQ. The agency had revealed nothing has been confirmed. He has touched on this before, but again, nothing is set yet. And he will be starring in this new drama, which is interesting because he has stated before that he feels more comfortable as an actor. But if this is something that he wants, no matter how much the fans may cry about this, if he makes his decision, then it's set. Wish him all the best. If acting is something that he feels more comfortable with, then maybe that's something that he should pursue, because again, he's got to think about himself first. So that's going to be it for this week's news. Tune back in next week when we cover some more headlines for over the next 7 days. And when we come back next week, we'll talk about them a little more. Maybe it'll make you laugh. Maybe it'll make you cry. Maybe it'll make you cringe. Maybe it'll make you facepalm. You never know what the deal is with these stories. So that's going to be it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and now we got some more music. Next up, I have Taiwanese dance king Shou Luo, and the song is called Du Yi Wuer, which is also called Only You. This song is keeping with his image as a dancer. It's got a soft electro feel to it. It's a little more restrained. It's essentially all about only living for a significant other, forgetting everything, and only focusing on the one he loves. No homies, and how she can just make him so weak at times. This is a bit of a throwback, since this was released earlier, before his transition into EDM sounds and more hard electronic sounds. So, you know, this is a pretty cool track. He is known as a dancer, first and foremost. So, and, you know, not too long ago, Shou was actually one of the three Taiwanese artists that signed contracts with Sony EMI, which is a label under Universal Music. So, you know, we will very likely be hearing a lot from him in the near future. He's recently released a couple of new tracks for a drama he is in, so maybe there will be a new album coming out soon. Let's check it out. Shou Luo, Only You.
Only, only, you, only, only, you,
Okay, that was Show Luo's very, very catchy Only You. Now, as I mentioned earlier, he has signed with Sony EMI, and with that sort of, you know, that sort of contract, that sort of backing that he has, he will be able to reach a huge, huge audience and get his music out to a very wide listener range, usually maybe even at the global scale. So I truly am glad that he's one of the artists with this chance. You know, he is a very talented, a very hardworking artist. Say what you will about him. You know, go check out more of him. And, you know, definitely this is, I feel, the first step of Mandopop reaching a wider audience as well. And, you know, these artists really deserve it. They work hard to bring this music, the acting, the ones who do that. So, you know, check out more of his music, his dramas. He's a good all-around entertainer. And now it is time for our special Canadian Artist of the Week. And today is Toronto-based hip-hop artist Deep Pride with an original. The song is called Pedestal. The song is quite simple. It's about wanting a girl to the point where she seems more important than anything, yet she's so unattainable. She's put on a pedestal and glorified. That's where the title comes from. So Deep Pride sings and raps on this song, showing his versatility as an artist, doing it all himself. The song is quite cheery, meant to be a sort of summer song, so I do want to apologize for my tardiness in bringing this to you. But, you know, when music is this good, what's the need to wait for certain times to play songs? You know, talent like this should be heard all the freaking time. Showing some love to our fellow Canadians out there grinding, putting out good music, Deep Pride, Pedestal, the summer song that is 4 months late. Let's go.
You got me tossing in my bed, all up in my head. Thumbing through my checks, just to get your respect. You said slow down, don't make this an episode. Before these things get sexual, I put you on this pedestal like,
don't think you're not a thought in my mind, cause you'll be here like all the time. Try to lock you up and lose the key, cause I'm here for you and then talking like, speak fluently like,
every time you call me I be answering, I'm talking but you know I ain't together. Just wanna lay it down and fuck you, but I'm working too hard. I swear it's taking me forever. And it's only you. Promise, baby, it's only you. It's all a honey, you know the truth, and it's all for you. Oh,
you got me tossing in my bed, all up in my head. Thumbing through my texts, just to get your respect.
You said slow down, don't make this an episode. Before these things get sexual, I put you on this pedestal like, cause you be on my pedestal like. You be on my pedestal like, you be on my pedestal. Give you all the sex, you know, cause you be on that pedestal like,
all night, all night.
Said I'm drinking, call it, running to you. Walking through the city, hope I run into you. Making money, but I wanna put my funds into you, man. Cigarette, cigarette. Inhale, exhale, all the stress you bring me. Got my heart on pause when you messaging me. Gin and tonic, got these hoes feeling estrogen-y. Put your nice tan skin, take a glass of Henny. Another one I drink just to ease the pain. Got me jumping for your love, but my knees are sprained. No such thing as an easy death. But she say she got no emotion. She don't want a man, don't need one, but I'm just overdosing. If I get too much love, I might be done. Hold up. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, but we hate everybody, so it's okay. I've been thinking about your voice like all day. Feel like a great 10, me in the hallways. And you're the popular girl that likes me. Wait, that never exists. Whatever. Stop overthinking, bring your body over here and give my sorry ass lips a kiss.
You got me tossing in my bed, all up in my head. Thumbing through my checks, just to get your respect. You said slow down, don't make
it's an episode. Before these things get sexual, I put you on this pedestal like, cause you be on my pedestal like, cause you be on my pedestal like, you be on my pedestal. Give you all the sex, you know, cause you be on that pedestal like.
Deep Pride with Pedestal. This is really something different from the stuff that he's done in the past, but this year has been a period of change for him. He said himself that since he's older now, he's more accountable for what he does because, you know, he's my age, so he's still young. And so he's been trying out a new style of music to test how his fans will react. But regardless, he's still the same talented artist, and he's announced that he will be releasing a new album next year in February. So keep an eye out for that. It's not a long wait. Moving on back over to K-pop now, boy band VIX is here with their latest release, Error. The song is keeping with the VIX sound of fairly fast-paced electro and sophisticated vocals. The song is about a major error in one's love life. They're trying to forget someone, but no matter how hard they try, they can't seem to forget it all. There are these images that remain burned into their minds permanently. They just can't get them out, and the more they try, the more it seems to hurt. It's got a really good build-up, and slowly the instrumental becomes more dynamic and reaches this high point. It's slick, you know, it sounds great, and I want to know who produces VIX's songs, because I want to reach out to him and tell him to produce for more groups. VIX, nonstop, has been pushing out some of the best material by male groups, at least for the past year, so I know you're curious now. Let's check it out. Voice Visual Value in Excelsis with Error coming up next. All right, that was voice value, voice visual value in excelsis. So not VIX, but V with Error. They have really been churning out the hits for the past year, starting with Voodoo Doll and then Eternity and now Error. VIX is on their way to becoming a leading group in the world of Hollywood, and they're doing it with just really solid music. Error is one of the most visually stunning and slickly produced songs that they've released, and I'm really hoping they keep this up. They are a really solid group. You'll definitely want to keep an eye on them from here on in. So we've reached the last track of the day, but before we get into that, I just want to talk for a second, so gather in close, everybody. So as of 4 days ago specifically, it has been 6 months since I started doing this show. So woo, yay! Oh, yay. So happy right now. So definitely, I want to thank you all for those of you who have listened since the beginning. Thank you all for sticking by me. Thank you all for tuning in every single week, listening in as I kind of get the feel for this. It's been an incredible journey. Again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And that's the track that I want to dedicate to you, actually. It's called Best Listener by Elvis Yao and Han Geng. So it's not really about specifically a listener, but I feel like the title kind of speaks to what I'm feeling. And of course, if you have a request, you can send it to me at asianwave101@gmail.com. If you also have some thoughts about today's news and you want to get a discussion going, send me an email to the same address. I want to hear from you. And coming up next, we have your weekly arts report. This week, Rohit is coming in here for a bit to talk about some stuff. He's got an interview lined up as well. And of course, this has been Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Steve. Thank you all for joining me this week. I'll leave you with the last song, and I'll see you next week.
Pan Zine West is Canada's largest zine and alt culture festival. $5 entry gets you access.